December 2nd, 2006. The monthly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have microphone privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's words continuously, religious group section, interfaith. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom everyone, welcome to the Calling Elects. I hope all had a wonderful month and have meditated and studied our teaching in a greater degree and have watched the news in the world and what is happening and looking at improving ourselves toward the goal, which is to become divine, one with God, and overcoming all tendencies of the lower nature, and realizing that thanksgiving is the first law, and we have to thank whatever blessing God has given us. Always realize that our situation is better than many other situations that we could have been put in. Complaining about our situations when other people cannot help much is not a thanksgiving, but diverting the attention of other people from God. That's why we have to be thankful and at the same time put effort to improve our situation and create an environment that it is more comfortable for us, for others, for the community, and therefore we can become a great part of the community and take the attention of the community toward higher level and teach them to also be thankful for the blessing that God has given us. Therefore, we have to always realize that is the first law, to thank God all the time for the situations and the things He has provided for us, and realizing that our lower nature should not become a part of the diversion of the attention of humanity toward a higher level. Within a month, many things will happen and has been happening. We were giving this satsang weekly, and usually not much happened in a week. But if you study and listen to the news, that it's so easy to get these days, you can have it from computers, from television, from radio. Almost it's impossible not to know what is happening in the world. And if you're aware of our teachings and the predictions of the Bible and the Word of God, you can clearly see that the lines are being drawn, and exactly the way God said it will happen, it's happening on earth, and you can see the prophecies and coming of the kingdom is forming itself. Indeed, there is no other revelation, there is no other teachings on earth can bring the kingdom of God on earth and unify them and stop the madness that we have created by these separative ideas and religious dogmas and the things that have been on earth for the last 12,000 years. God indeed made it very clear, without him, without his revelation, without his blessing and grace, humanity can be so wrong, and they can separate themselves for little reasons and dogmas and bring destruction to themselves. Indeed, God has created the universe and has gone through all the levels of evolution to bring humanity to this point so they can know there is a reason, there is a goal, there is a purpose in this creation, and therefore that has to be understood with everyone, and everyone has to go toward that goal. If God has created the galaxies and stars and all the universe, would he let us to destroy what he has created, which shows the goal of the life to reach pure consciousness? Therefore, he has created the history. He has closed the third eye or a spiritual eye or the ability to have spiritual powers for the last 12,000 years. And he created history to show us that we can be so self-centered, egoistical, separative, and create the destructive and the destruction that we have brought to ourselves. Therefore, look at the news, look at the world. Since this revelation has come to earth, the destructive forces and the separative ideas in a greater degree manifested. Therefore, indeed, it is the sword has been set and sent to the world. The peace only will come when humanity will listen to this revelation and the word of God and see indeed he is the one who sent all the prophets and religions. And now it is time for humanity to recognize that the only way out is the way of God. Those who still think their own human ideas can create the peace, we tell them good luck. The time of human ideas is over, and the only thing will work is God's idea, which has been on earth and have been sent to humanity from the foundation of creation and from the time of darkness which came to the universe. Now all the creation, reason for darkness, how the creation has been created, why it has been created from the Big Bang and the furnaces as superstars to matter, to galaxies, to Earth, to the creation of humanity and history that we have for last 12,000 years and especially 6,000 years, and how eventually all things will return to their basic elements for new creations and progress in black holes and from the mundane in life to the highest level have been given to humanity and is the guiding light for them to follow and create the kingdom of God, unity, peace on earth. No religion, no revelation can claim this. Even the revelation came 200 years ago they had no idea about the scientific theories and understanding of the universe and the explanation that have been given in this mission. So we can see everything have come together in this point, and this is the turning point for humanity to eventually come to recognize there is indeed a God, there is a consciousness, a universal unifying force or unity that exists and has been guiding the earth and the universe toward its goal. The creation is not created by chance, but there is a logical mind behind it, and that logical mind has created not just to have fun or as a play, but as a very serious goal to turn around the lost souls and the egos that have separated themselves from God back to light, back to original state of equilibrium and unity. This we have to understand, this we have to meditate on, this we have to teach our children. This should be the prime directive to create societies, families, and the whole earth. So humanity eventually be taught, brought up with understanding that the goal of the life is to be come divine. Hari Om Shri Hang. To understanding and becoming that divinity or God is everything. God cannot go to the corner store and buy material to create the universe. He has to use his own body and also the darkness as the base of the creation. Therefore, that can be looked at another sacrifice by God. He used his own body to create these temporary state of the universe. Therefore, we can meditate, we can arouse our lower consciousness or kundalini or realization of the higher things, come together, create the communities of light, sacrifice for it, surrender and submit ourselves to the will of God. Surrendering and submitting ourselves to the will of God means we accept our situations, we accept where God put us, we accept our lot, and it doesn't really mean that they stay there forever. Of course, a part of the teaching in the mission is to improve our situation, to improve the community, to improve our family, to improve our nation, to improve Earth. The whole idea is to improvement, to make it easier for everyone to meditate more, to awaken the spiritual in a greater degree. But we adjust ourselves in the time we are in. Subjective approach with objective adjustment. Subjective means we have a goal, we are trying to get to it. Objective adjustment means we adjust ourselves in this situation we are now. We accept it. We agree that that is where we can be. If we can be in a better place, sure, go ahead. Go ahead in a better place. But if we cannot, complaining does not help at all, especially when other people really can't help you. Otherwise, the complaining itself is attention diverting of other from God and the community to ourselves. We are craving attention, and craving is always from the lower nature. So we surrender and submit to God and His will, understand our talents and ability and where God has put us to be a part of this plan. And then, of course, we become universalists. we shatter all the narrowness of the mind, and we become a person realizes that God is everything. Therefore, there is no separation between any part of God and any other. If our leaders and people on earth understand this basic truth, they will not demonize one another, therefore make it easy for us to kill others, or they make it easy to kill us. But if all understand that hurting anybody, a child, a mother, a father, a son, anybody on earth, even trees and animals, with the cruelty and without remorse of bringing suffering to them, is hurting God. If we can understand that easily, then we will come to the understanding indeed. We are all from same God, from same source. We are a part of Him, and we cannot create the situation that we have created on earth. We come together, we discuss, and of course, by understanding and accepting this mission, the ability to unify will be accelerated greatly. We will not be Christian or Jews or Hindus or Buddhists, but we will see God send them all. We are all a part of His plan. We are His children, and therefore we come and become unified. This is the message that we have to take to humanity, and this is the message that I have given to you, and it is your responsibility to take it and spread it in any way possible, anywhere you can. The more we can create the people, they can see this vision clearly, come together and become organized in a way of the communities of light, eventually the critical point will reach and humanity will see their way and the light, and they turn around from their lower nature. Of course, each community, each person in the community, each person in the mission have to start from themselves. They have to look at themselves squarely, clearly, and face themselves, which is the scariest things for humanity to do. But that is when you can overcome your tendencies, your cravings, your misunderstanding, your lower nature. You become an effective, accepting, full of thanks from God, and the ability to sacrifice. And if a situation is a suffering situation, take it, bear it, deal with it, and improve it to a point that eventually it becomes more bearable. The goal is to reach a point that humanity don't have to struggle for their physiological and safety needs anymore. They will be provided the minimum, and those who have the ability to participate and contribute to the society in a greater degree will receive more. And eventually reach a point that humanity doesn't have to be worried about the physiological and safety needs as it was in the Garden of Eden. They neither had to toil or suffer, but they did not want that. Ego came in and said, yeah, God said you should not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You mean God said, don't bring your own human ideas and understanding and probably misunderstanding and try to replace God's understanding which created this universe. Just like a person who doesn't have nothing about the engine of a car and tries to tell the mechanic how to fix the car. The mechanic knows how the car works and he knows how to fix it. And I go and say, no, in my opinion, you should put this valve here instead of where it belongs. That's what we do when we have opinions which is against God's revelation that has already said how it should be and how it will work. We are trying to tell him what is right and what is wrong, and that's exactly is eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We become self-centered, falling from the grace, falling from understanding God's and his ways. And now, again, his way has been given in a much greater degree. It really doesn't matter if anybody come to this mission, not come to the mission, leave, not to leave. That is the decision is made in heaven. And that is the direction it's going to go. And it is going to manifest because God said many things in the history and he promised and he fulfilled them. Therefore, it is really us who responsibility is put on our shoulder to meditate in God's revelation and see how he has created the universe and the history to this point that he said it's going to come and it's here. Now, are we going to go still fight for our little ideas and little world and little desires and craving, or we just realize what is happening on earth? Look at the news and you will see indeed we are going toward that finality that humanity have been waiting for. Of course, this room is for everyone to go to the website and come to our rooms and study our teachings. Many answers is been given. We really like people to go to the website and study our teaching and search the website, get all the answers they need. If still there are questions which in higher level and is related to the mission, they can come here and ask those questions. But let us keep the questions in a higher level and put effort first to understand the teaching and study and search. And then, of course, if you still have a question, you are very welcome to come here and we discuss things together. We have a question from Michael Slight. Salut, Maitreya. Salut, Michael. Could you talk a bit about the history of Ananda Marga religion and why the Baba is the angel of the second seal, elect? I never received my answers for my questions about the religion, and therefore, eventually, I concluded there is no God, and all these religions have made by man. And that's exactly many people come to our room and say the exact conclusion I had reached. They come to our room and say, no, all religions are man-made. It's the human who created God. God doesn't exist. A lot of atheists come to our rooms. So I eventually came here to the United States, and if you study the lecture has been given how he became Maitreya, it's explained much in detail what happened. Baba was the only person I got very attracted to, and he answered my questions. And therefore, he was the person that introduced me to the higher understanding of spirit and religion and God and all those things that for the first time start making sense. And we accept that this is the revelation that God has promised to come at the end, and Baba was the only person I got attracted. He should be pretty high personality, which he was. There are many stories about him, and he has fulfilled many things. Actually, some of his followers believe that he is the reincarnation of Shiva. His teaching is amazing. His way of putting things is so wonderful, and it really gets your spirit pepped up to be better, to be good, to do good. And they have a lot of wonderful organizations that helping humanity. All in all, it has been a great revelation. And he is the person also that came up with the concept of Sadvipra. Those who have the labor ability, Shudras, variability, Catherine's, intellectual ability, Vipra's, and business ability, Vaishan's. And he explained how different people have been taking over the society, and in that period, they were dominating force, which has made a lot of sense. Before that, nobody had ever explained the proto-progressive utilization theory that he brought to humanity. Therefore, he has brought a lot of truth and wonderful thing that really will help humanity. And of course, I was very happy with being with him and his teaching and his revelation. It was very satisfying until I received this revelation. Then, of course, not only his teaching, which is heavily influenced with Hindu religion, was accepted into this revelation, but also his ideas, which is very unorthodox as a Hindu religion, because he didn't teach just go meditate and you're going to be okay. His social implication of the spiritual understanding was revolutionary in Hindu religion. But still, of course, it was very much colored with Hinduism. And also, he never explained the cyclical movement from last 2,000 years. And for the first time, it is in this revelation that it clearly shows how the Shudra or labor era started and how the warrior class started and create empires. And eventually, it came to the point of the intellectual revolution in Renaissance, and eventually the businessmen took over and started Industrial Revolution and all that. So we can see he had great revelation for humanity, and he brought the concept of the sixth seal. Indeed, if you study the period of revelation on history, you can see almost every 1,000 years a revelation comes, but for last 200 years, it's been accelerated. And God clearly says at the fifth seal, when the people in the Bab and Baha'i faith asked God, when the kingdom will come, when you're going to bring the promises you have given, he clearly says, in a short time. So after Baba, and then very short time after Baba came this revelation. And therefore God's promise indeed came through after 200 years after Baba, this revelation have been revealed to humanity. So with all this evidence, with all this wonderful thing that have come to humanity for last 100 years, now we can put everything together. Without Baba, of course, we would not have the concept of Sadvipra that he brought. And of course, we changed that because we also explained the cyclical movement for last 12,000 years to Paravipra, changed Sadvipra to Paravipra. This means going beyond the intellect. Para means beyond, Vipra, intellect. These are the people, they are intuitive. They are ready to do physical work if it's needed. They are courageous, fearless, have the warrior's abilities. They are intellectually keep themselves exercised. They study, they listen, they understand the latest scientific fact or what's happening in the world. They are also keen and understand the business part of human and societies, and therefore they can be shrewd business people if it comes into it. But at the same time, they are godly, uncorruptible, and they understand that there is a God. They understand this revelation. They also will become a leader in the society, and therefore they become a part of the elects. Such a people are the people who will become the facilitating body. They meditate, they awaken their spiritual forces, they direct that energy toward the creation of the communities of light. They are willing to sacrifice and give of themselves to the community and divert the attention of the community to God, not to themselves. They are willing to look at their own abilities and see what is the will of God for them. Why God put me on this earth? Besides, I have to become divine. Also, He gave me abilities. He gave me the talents that I can use to work toward the creation of communities of light. No matter what it is, I'm just good cook. That would be great. You can cook great food for everybody in the community. If I am very good in giving the teaching, fantastic. You can become the teachers. I have ability to create rapport with other people and make them to come and create communities and improve them. You are a leader. No, I can only go and work and financially support myself and my family and help the community with financial needs. That would be fantastic. So we have to create such a people when they are given the finances to help the community, they use it for the community. They use it for creation and creating the facilitating body and all that. So they will surrender and submit to the will of God for them. And then, of course, they shatter all narrowness of the mind and become universalist. This five step, if everybody follows, if they also create those qualities of the Paraviplas and they are a leader, then they will become a part of the mission, and we create eventually the round table. Indeed, we already have a table which is round, and therefore we can all sit together, divide the earth in 12 or 24 sections, and create an organization can reach to every corner on the earth and preach this. And we only have to wait, really. The revelation has been given. The truth is here. We know the way to do it. The only thing really we need is people and resources. And of course, God said the Babylon the Great will fall. This earth is not going to be able to sustain the pressure that has been put on it, the way it has been put on it. And eventually, humanity will realize the way they are going, ungodliness, and putting God out of the system is not going to work. And this human-made system will fall under its own pressure. That is when we should have the facilitating body in place and the communities of light are created and we have a viable, reliable, godly system for humanity to look at it and say, well, our way didn't work. Our idea didn't pan out. Let's go with this idea which seems to be working. And it will work because it is God's idea. It is the idea that was created from the very beginning by God Himself going through the eternal divine path and realizing that that is the only way we can create environment that our physiological needs is taken care of and the rest of the lives of everybody will be dedicated to higher things, higher level, and awakening of the spiritual forces and following the eternal divine path. It's perfect. It is so perfect that it doesn't have any fault in it. I've been trying to find fault in it for the last 25 years. It doesn't have any. The only thing is to create humans that they really want to face themselves squarely. That is the scariest part for humans, to really, really look at themselves. They blame everybody else, including me, but they don't want to squarely say that that's my problem. If I have a problem, that doesn't belong to anybody else. I have to be the man enough, I have to be woman enough to turn around and face myself and say, this is my problem. I can go ahead for the rest of my life and many lives and blame everybody else because I really don't want to face myself. So that is the real challenge to everybody, to turn around and face yourselves. Stop blaming the whole universe for what is within you, really. Any problem I have is within me. I am the creator of my life. I am the creator of my environment. I am the creator of my problems. Therefore, I have to face them. That is really masterful realization. I can go ahead for the rest of my life and blame my parents. They made me become who I am, or my wife, or my child, or my neighbor, or Maitreya. I have to face myself. So that is the challenge for individuals, to face themselves, and we can create the people who can overcome their problems, and therefore now they can follow eternal divine path and become great beings that God is intent to create. Indeed, this revelation and mission is a challenge. It's a challenge sent to humanity, individually, collectively, socially, politically, physically, mentally. It is challenging you. Face yourself, to first to society. The answer to all this has been given also. It's not something that you have to face yourself. No, it's been given to meditate, to use the word, understand the stillness within. If you don't go to the stillness, you're going to ask everybody else what you should be doing instead of finding it within yourself. So it is shown to you how it is done. God didn't kept anything back this time. It's absolutely given from meditation, from creation, from the name of God. All has been given to you, but it's up to you now to go, to meditate, to see, to understand, to become a Parivipra, a child of God, a soldier of God, person who has no fear because he knows God is going to be taking care of him. Of course, you cannot be taken care of if you stay away from the comings of light and not following the will of God and they still say, oh, well, God is going to take care of me. That is not the will of God. The will of God is to come together, create the comings of light. I'm not going to come to comings of light. I'm not going to come to help the mission or God's revelation. At the same time, I expect God to take care of me. God has created this universe to this point. Now he wants to everybody follow eternal divine path and create the comings of light. I'm godly. I'll want to do the will of God, but I'm going to stay all by myself. I'm not going to follow what God calling me for. But God's going to take care of me. No. You have to do the will of God, and then you will see how he take care of you. In a sense, for a lot of people, it's going on the limb, going against everything that the society has taught us, be afraid, put a lot of money in for your retirement, do this and do that, take care of yourself, be afraid, this and that. I said, I trust in God. I will go to the limb. That's what I did. I'm an example for you. I went to the limb. I'm not saying it was a picnic, but it was a great journey. and I wouldn't change it for anything. And God took care of me. So, I'm an example for you. Therefore, this revelation, the whole teaching, is also teaches you how to face yourself. It's not something you say, no, you have to face yourself. Okay, but I'm not going to give you any tools. God's already given us all the tools we need. But we are the people who have to take the steps. We have to look at ourselves. Not always seeking the answer out of ourselves. In that stillness, the answer will be given to you. So the tools have been given, all the things you need, God has revealed to humanity again. And again, this is the time to turn around and face ourselves and realize that we have to be thankful and recognize thanksgiving is the first law. We have to be thankful in every situation we are, because we could be worse. As we thanks and come together, create communities of light, sacrifice, surrender and submit to God, become universalists, indeed, we become a spiritual force on earth that will not stop until we reach the goal. The whole goal of the universe, the creation, coming to this state of being human, is to become divine. By following the eternal divine path, by meditating, by understanding our meditation process, by knowing the Hari Om Shri Hang and the stillness between breathing in and breathing out, by reaching to the point that you are pure enough to approach the word and get initiated and using the word. Of course, God doesn't demand that you are completely be 100% pure, but at least have the willing to become pure, then approach God and become initiated and use the word, and therefore you can even have a greater understanding of yourself and stillness and the word of God and the name of God, and therefore you can accelerate your progress. The tools are been given. It's not something it said, okay, go and do this. You are on your own. Couple of questions here. Woof 2, subjective approach with objective adjustment. What did you mean by that statement? If you look at the sentence, subject is always you want something to approach and become. Object is something now that you are at. So, subjective is your goal. That's where you want to go. I want to become divine. I want to follow eternal divine path. I want to reach God. I want to turn back to the Godhead, to light. That is my goal. But am I there yet? No, I'm here in this body. I have ego. I have a lot of desires, craving, attachments. So, objective is where you are. Subjective is your goal. Subjective approach means you strive to reach your goal. So, you go towards your subjective, your goal, but you adjust yourself with where you are. Where I am at this point, I have all these desires and wants and attachments. I can leave my parents, I can leave my work. I have all these things that are holding me down. It's okay, some people have been created to come here to take care of their parents or children, their thing. But if you're really called for a greater thing, Christ's disciple asked about the death of his father, and that's saying, just let the dead bury the dead. A lot of people don't like that sentence, but that's what exactly Christ said. You're not here for that kind of life. You are here to do a great task that God has called you for. Or you can see you are in that situation. You can make some arrangement for family or parents or things that so you can release yourself to higher things. So you are that where you are, whatever situation you are. It's just an example. But what situation you are is the objective. But you want to come and join the comings of light and follow it and only want that. That's your subjective. Therefore, you adjust yourself with the situation you are, but you strive all the time toward the goal. That's why it's got subjective approach with objective adjustment. That's one of the revelation from Baba. That is what he brought to humanity, which is a great understanding. But of course, it's not the first time it's been said. The very word meditation in Sanskrit called sadhana, which means a struggle, means to improve yourself constantly. Actually, that's exactly the meaning of jihad. Jihad means to struggle, to go towards something higher level, a struggle to better every situation you are in, work out to improve yourself. I hope that answered your question. Wolf again asking, are you saying you are holy now, perfect being? Well, that is what you have to decide. If I say I am, you probably won't believe it. And if I say I'm not, I'm lying. So it doesn't matter to you if I say who I am or what I am. But the most important is God surely is perfect, and he has indeed revealed this revelation. Michael Slight is asking, in one of your PowerPoint presentations, you stated that Diana, one of many names including Isis, was the whore of Babylon. Coin collector that referred to this Diana on Roman coin as Diana Lucifer. Is there a lineage created from Lucifer, who is the tempter and destroyer and one of the three forces of God? In general, there is no such a thing as a being as Lucifer. In the highest level of God, there is no such a being but God. He is the universal mind and the pure consciousness behind it. Lucifer or devil or all the things related to the rebellious being that created separation between God and the rest of the universe is the lower nature or ego of man. Of course, there have been people and beings in the history who followed their lower nature. They gained some spiritual powers and cities, and they use for selfish reason. That's why the five-sided star at the top of the greatest sign, the top is upward, just like a human is praying to God, opening his heart to God. And the very symbol of magic and magician and the people who misuse the power of a spirit is the same five-star upside down. So instead of praying to God, they praise and pray to the world and worldly things. So being godly and being a fallen angel, the border is really thin. You can be godly all your life, and suddenly at the end of your life, you fall from the grace and you use and misuse those powers, you become under the influence of the devil. Actually, devil also is known as Lucifer or shining star. If we say the devil is also one of the forces in the universe, Tamaguna, which created everything, if there wasn't any Tamaguna, there wouldn't be any creation. Therefore, in a sense, the Tamaguna is needed to create the universe. So you can go through the struggle and fall and lower nature to reach the light. So when the devil is recognized, it becomes a shining star in your path to return to light. Now, if we go to the teaching of Egyptian Isis and all those things, they have also symbolic meaning. They used teaching of Thoth, which was a very high being and connected highly and eventually became their king. Of course, that Thoth is different than Thoth, that means the holiest of the holiest in the mission, and is our scripture. But Thoth was very high a spiritual being, and he taught a lot of things in Egyptian, which later on fell, and the kings or the pharaohs used for their selfish reasons and called themselves God and create an environment that they became untouchable. Untouchable not as unclean as in India, but the people who were in such a powerful position that nobody could touch them or reach them. If you understand that devil is not a being, then anybody else who is called devil is a being which is fallen to lower nature, and they use their spiritual powers to gain the world. Of course, we know that is not a good bargain, because when you gain the world, you lose your soul, and it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a person who is attached to this external world and gain it, and they become devils. So is there any genealogy? As we said, there is not such a thing as a being to have the genealogy, but the Egyptian philosophy and Roman understanding of their gods, and they were human and all that, eventually influenced Roman Empire, and they accepted a lot of things from Egypt and Greeks, and they made it Roman. They gave Roman flavor to them and changed their name. Therefore, it's possible that there is a transformation happened for Diana also from Egyptian and Greek understanding to Roman understanding. But there is no such a thing as really a genealogy or something that we can connect them together. I hope that answered your question. If it doesn't, I give you a couple of seconds for follow-up. Okay, I can see the text. It says, so the Whore of Babylon is another symbol of human following his or her lower nature. Yes, indeed. It is, of course, according to a story of the Bible and other stories which have come to us. Before the flood of Noah, there was a lot of beings that have reached a point that they gained some spiritual powers and claimed themselves to be God or the sons of God and all that. But before that, God created a pure environment. There was unity. All the earth was one. And they all lived in peace, and there was a great golden age that has come to us as a time of Atlanteans and Lemurians and all that, but they failed and eventually became self-centered, and this unity came among them, and that's when God decided, I had enough. And we can see in the time of Noah, he destroyed them and create a new man, which we are, closed our third eye and made us more intellectual than more spiritual. But the idea was, let this human, which is very helpless now, to go through the history until now, to this point that God reveals that we have been almost left alone, but send the prophets to bring the word of God to humanity. And now is the time we see we ourselves, by ourselves, without God, will fall badly and we create suffering. Just study the history. It's war, destruction. The huge history of a human is full of suffering and destruction. And now is God said, this is the way. That's what you all have to implement it and go. Of course, humanity is not ready for it, and those who are elects are called to come and implement it and humanity is going to go through the great suffering before eventually many people realize their way is not going to work. But the story is that after the flood of Noah, again man fell, and Diana get pregnant after his husband died after a couple of years, and he said, my son is conceived with my husband, and he was God, and therefore my son is the son of God. So we can see the story of having a person getting pregnant with no relationship have come from that kind of a stories that have come from that place and eventually influenced Christianity and even Zoroastrian. Zoroastrian are waiting for Shah Bahram come from a virgin. So it fell very well with all those stories before it. And the Romans were very strong followers of the Mitra, which is a part of the Zoroastrian religion. Therefore, the sun god that they had was changed with the son of God, and we can see that Christianity greatly influenced with the Roman ideas, and there is a great split happened between Western Christian, which wanted to follow the statues and Roman ideas the way it was, and the Eastern Christian became the Eastern Orthodox, that they tried to shun statues and all that images. So we can see there are some stories that it's not just a symbolic thing, but also has some stories behind it. In a higher level, yes, they are symbolic. There is no one person who is devil. A devil is the power of the lower nature of man. I answered the last question from Woof. Is there an end to this world life? There have been an original energy which has been created to create a creation or this creation or any creation. And when that energy is exhausted, the end of this universe will come. Just look at the stars. They have created with a great energy and they burn themselves up and eventually become supernovas, and that cycle is finished. But by becoming supernovas and by use of the black holes, the matter is transformed to the original energy and basic element to create the new galaxies and stars, and therefore the cycle goes on and on. But eventually, when the end of that original energy is reached, all will collapse on itself and will go to sleep if we have not reached pure consciousness. But then there will be eons and billions of years of darkness, which in Hindu religion is called when God goes to sleep. So there's an urgency to listen to this revelation, come together, create the comings of light, and bring the kingdom so we can accelerate our process so we wouldn't be here when that darkness comes. I'll leave you all with God. Again, go to the website, understand the teaching, realize that you should be thankful to God, stop complaining, but start creating a better environment for yourself and others, and overcome the craving of getting attention and or any craving that is from the lower nature, and create the communities of light and let the kingdom of God come. Salam, everybody.